hit the outside edge, it's 1-0. His one time he was up at the plate, he struck out looking back in the first. Want to know the count on the way home? Can't find the outside edge again. Just misses outside. Now a 2-0 count. And it seems like Pichetti trying to pitch away to these batters. Osiesko, the same deal. 2-0 count. That one a little bit further away than he was hoping for. It barely touches the glove of the diving Garrett and goes all the way to the backstop. So now a 3-0 count. Just a bit outside. 3-0 to Kosciuszko, the left-handed hitter from UC Santa Barbara. And the pitch on the way home once again misses outside. Four straight pitches away from the zone, and it's a four-pitch walk to send Cole Kosciuszko over to first base. Brings up Michael Lippi to the plate with one on and one away in the bottom of the second. And the fans giving an applause to the Bat Dog, Maverick. Oh, I always love the Bat Dogs. You got Maverick here, one of the goodest boys that I know. Got a couple of dogs back with my host family back in Wisconsin Rapids. So that's why I say to one of. Our dogs are always great. 1-0 the count now, and a pickoff move back to first base. Make sure that Kosciuszko doesn't try and take off. Lippi, the right-handed hitting DH, it's a righty-righty matchup. Lippi comes from the University of Minnesota. Runner on first, thinks about taking off, now does after a double hop. Throw on down to second, it goes all the way into center field, but Clayton was running up on it. Nobody even touched the ball, so it didn't slow down enough for Kosciuszko to try taking off for third. So it simply goes in as a stolen base. 1-1 the count to Lippi. And Pichetti looking home. Pitch on the way. It misses low and outside for ball number two. It's a 2-1 count. And Harrison Garrett behind the plate. He started off that game at Green Bay a little bit rough defensively, trying to catch some runners stealing. 2-1 count. Can't find the zone as that's called for a ball. Now 3-1. However, back at Green Bay, Garrett then finished it off pretty strong. He's trying to get right back to it. He had two caught stealings in that game. And the 3-1 count is a fly ball over the head of the first baseman Gaz into right field. Picked up by Kobayashi off of a flip of the glove. And he'll now throw it back on in. And Landon Gaz can't find the ball. But Gaz now eventually able to get to it. And keeps the runner on third base. So with that, it goes in as a single for Michael Lippi, and he remains red hot against the rafters. Had an RBI earlier in the game and now puts runners on the corners with only one out in the bottom of the second. And it brings up Carson Hansen, the left-handed hitting right fielder. It's a lefty-righty matchup with Tyler Pichetti. Runner on first is Lippi. He is a good runner, and the first pitch in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. And Michael Lippi, I mentioned how he's good offensively against the rafters. He's stolen four base against Wisconsin Rapids as well, and a delayed steal here. Nobody was covering the bag, and so he's going to take off for second. Another stolen base for the Mallards, and Michael Lippi now in scoring position. Is now fifth stolen base against Wisconsin Rapids. It's a 1-1 count to Hansen, and the pitch outside makes it 2-1. Mentioned another stolen base for the Mallards. They stole two bases back in the first inning. They've stolen two in the second now. Four stolen bases through just two innings, and this second one's still not over. 2-1 count coming home, gets a swing from Hansen. It's now a 2-2 count. And Carson Hansen trying to stay hot. He singled back in the first inning. He stole one of the bases for the Mallards. Third. And he sends one out toward field, but right there is the left fielder, or was he? It drops out of his glove, and the run will come home to score after tagging up either way. They will say it was on the transition. So still a fly out, and a sacrifice fly at that for Carson Hansen. Or is it? They're going to put him back to first base for now, because out in left field, Jake Beauchesne dropped the ball on what appears to be initially called transition. And going back to first was Carson Hansen, so we might have a change here. They didn't seem to make a call whether or not it was caught or not. And Jake Beauchesne out there in left field, he's kind of shrugging his shoulders saying, hey, what do you mean that's not a catch? It was pretty close. And initially, I imagined that it was a drop ball, and that is officially what they're going to say. So it goes in as an E7, but I believe that's still an RBI. Maybe. That's an interesting scoring call right there. Because the runner, Kosciuszko, obviously would have scored regardless of if it was caught or not. But I have to imagine that's an RBI for Carson Hansen. However, he does reach first on the error. And Michael Lippe remains on second. So with that, it brings up Liam Moreno to the plate. With runners on first and second, and still only one out in the bottom of the second. It's 7-4 Mallards. And Moreno, the right-handed hitting third baseman, it's a righty-righty matchup with Tyler Pacetti. And the first pitch on the way home, in there for a strike, it's an 0-1 count. And that run going to be the first run of the game on the line of Pacetti. 0-1 the count on the way home, and that pitch high brings it 1-1. Liam Moreno, the right-handed hitting third baseman, it's a three-run ball game in the bottom of the second. He sends one over to third base, caught out of the air, now a toss back to second, but not in time. And so with that, it's out number two, and every run the rest of the inning will be unearned if there are any. It was a nice catch over at third base by Kareem Arusevic. Snagged that one right on the line. Well hit baseball from Moreno, but not going to get any credit for it. Brings up Byram Haught with runners on first and second and two away in the bottom of the second. 7-4 lead for the Mallards. Pacetti looking home. He fires, and the first pitch drops in there for strike number one. 0-1 the count. Haught walked back in the first inning. Came around to score on the Will Johannes home run. It was a three-run shot that put the Mallards up 6-1 at that point in time. 0-1 count. It's a tough grounder over to short. Picked up by Harper. Throw across the body over to first. It's in time for the 6-3 putout. And that gets us through the second inning. However, one run does come across for the Mallards on one hit. There was one error, and the Mallards left two on base. We go to the third. It's 7-4 Madison here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
And now for the Mallards, the Madison Mallards are turning to a new pitcher. And the new pitcher, Noah Musoff. Musoff, the right-hander, 6'185". He comes from Madison College, redshirt sophomore from Franklin, Wisconsin. And the first pitch misses inside to Matanaco, nearly hits him, but bounces out of the glove of catcher Will Johannes, and it looks like Akko had just backed out of the way enough to avoid getting hit. So a 1-0 count, and Musoff takes over for Chase Baker. 1-0 count on the way home. In there for a strike. Now a 1-1 count. Chase Baker, his line, he went a third of an inning, and allowed one hit, no runs, no earned runs. 1-1 the count on the way home. Hit it high in the air out towards center field. Couple steps back, now running up on it is the center fielder, and it's caught by Frankie Carney for out number one. One up, one down in the third inning for Musoff. And Chase Baker did allow some inherited runs to score on the two RBI double, however, then got the fly out of the only other batter that he faced. So saw just two batters and threw 10 pitches. And now at the plate, Landon Gaz takes the first pitch for ball number one. 1-0 the count. Landon Gaz, the right-handed hitting first baseman. Righty-righty matchup. He gets inside the hand, sends it over to the third base side, picked up, and the throw over to first is in time. 5-3 put out, takes care of Landon Gaz for out number two. Brings up Eric Harper to the plate with two away, and the base is empty in the top of the third. And Harper, right-handed hitting shortstop. It's a righty-righty matchup with Musoff. First pitch on the way home, misses outside for ball number one, a 1-0 count. Harper walked on four pitches back in the second inning. We'll see if he carries the same discipline here, but sends one on the ground over to short. It bounces off of the shoulder of the shortstop, and Justin Gadomski can't bring it in. It goes over to the second baseman, but not in time for Harper to be thrown out, so he gets on to first base. And it brings up Hiroto Kobayashi with a runner on first and two away in the top of the third inning. Kobayashi, the right-handed hitting right fielder. Righty-righty matchup with Musoff. On first, Eric Harper. First pitch on the way to Kobayashi, in there for strike number one. Oh, and won the count. And Kobayashi back in the second inning. He had a double and eventually came around to score as well on Kareem Arusevic's double. Runner taking off from first. Throw on down to second, and the tag not applied in time. Harper slid under it. It's a stolen base and also a strike to Kobayashi. So with that, the Raptors do have a runner in scoring position. However, there are two outs in the top of the third. Rafters down 7-4, and Musoff looks back to second, brings the pitch home. It's hit to the right side of the infield and can't get picked up by the second baseman. It's into right. Harper is chugging for home. No throw comes. It's an RBI single for Hiroto Kobayashi, his second hit of the game, and Kobayashi remains red hot for the Rafters. Brings up Harrison Garrett to the plate with a runner on first and two outs in the top of the third. It's a 7-5 ball game. Garrett represents the tying run, and he fouls the first one back. Oh, and won the count. Garrett, the right-handed hitting catcher, took a walk back in the second inning. It was his fifth walk of the season. He's got four hit-by-pitches. He's been retired just four times. Grounds one to the left side of the infield. It goes under the glove of the third baseman into left field. Another hit for Harrison Garrett. He's now batting .500 on the season. He's 4-for-8. And his on-base percentage just continues to skyrocket. Brings up Mike Monahan with runners on first and second and two away here in the top of the third. Monahan represents the go-ahead run for the Rafters. Tying runner is on first. And Kobayashi takes off for second. Monahan gets under this one. A fly ball out towards left field, reaching foul territory, and it will get out of play. So an 0-1 counts now to Monahan. Monahan 0-for-1 in the game. He struck out swinging back in the second. Man, just so impressed with what Harrison Garrett has been able to do in his time with the Rafters. On-base percentage now .765 across his five games. 0-1 the count to Monahan, and the breaking ball gets a swing and a miss for strike number two. 0-2 the count. And Monahan trying to avoid his second strikeout of the game. Once again, the fans getting loud as he is the beer batter of the game, and you do have to wonder about the pressure that that does whenever the fans are getting as loud as they do. 0-2 count. It's a high fly ball foul down the left field line and out of play. So Monahan able to stay alive there. But not just that, but the pressure is certainly stacking up on Monahan, who is 0-for-10 to start off his Rafters career. Trying to turn it around here would be a huge spot if he's able to pick up that first hit. Just trying to get on base as well still. 0-2 the count, breaking ball in there, strike number three, and that takes care of Mike Monahan for the third out in the third inning. The Rafters, though, do score one run on two hits. There was one error, and the Rafters leave two on base. To the bottom of the third we go. It's 7-5 Mallards on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
When it comes to heating and cooling homes in central Wisconsin, make the call to the Bullpen for Comfort Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. For more than 25 years, the Bryant experts have done whatever it takes to keep homeowners like you comfortable, from simple repairs and service to complete HVAC replacements and beyond. So no matter what you need, you'll know that their team has your back.
Need HVAC service now? Schedule yours by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
Looking for comfort, convenience, and great rates? Come stay at Super 8 by Wyndham, where value meets hospitality. We offer corporate, group, contractor, and extended stay rates, plus discounts for AAA, AARP, military, and CDL guests. Relax in a suite or whirlpool room, or enjoy a poolside stay with full access to our indoor pool and kids' games. Planning a gathering? Our meeting space fits up to 40. Wake up to our continental breakfast, served daily from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. And don't forget, Lake Bakawa Park is just 5 minutes away. Book your stay today at Super 8 by Wyndham. Comfort and convenience, all in one place.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
now return in the bottom of the third inning. The Rafters trailing by just two runs. It's a 7-5 ball game here as Tyler Pacetti gets back to work for the Rafters. He did allow one run in the second inning, and that one run came across on what ended up being an error by Jake Beauchesne in left field. However, the run would have scored anyways. It was a sacrifice fly at that. So officially, Carson Hansen, an odd play there, a sacrifice fly that ends up he reaches on an E7, still gets the RBI. Grounder over towards third on the first pitch, Aiden Arnett, and that pitch goes sailing onto the right side of the field, picked up, backed up by Harrison Garrett. And with that, it is a big-time throwing error on the grounder and an E5 on the play. It's the Rafters' third error of the game, and it lets Aiden Arnett reach first as it brings up Will Johannes to the plate with one on and nobody out in the bottom of the third. And Will Johannes, one for one in the game, his one hit, a three-run shot back in the first inning. Man on first is Arnett. He's leaning but doesn't take off. Breaking ball bounces away from Garrett, but runner does not go, and it's now a 1-0 count. And Will Johannes just trying to keep things rolling along here. 1-0 count, breaking ball high and tight for ball number two. 2-0 the count, and the Mallards looking to keep the offense rolling. They scored six runs in the bottom of the first, although only one in the bottom of the second when they took on Tyler Pacetti. Righty-righty matchup for Johannes, and the 2-0 count once again misses high and tight. 3-0. Justin Godomsky is on deck. He is due up in the bottom of the third. And the Rafters hoping for efficiency from their pitching as the 3-0 count is called in there for a strike to make it 3-1. And Johannes now batting .220 on the season. That was his third homer of the year. Two of those have come against the Rafters. 3-1 count, and the pitch can't find the lower outside corner. Barely missed on that one, and it's a five-pitch walk to Will Johannes. Sends Aiden Arnett over to second base. It's the first two runners who have reached consecutively for the Mallards. Brings up Justin Godomsky with runners on first and second. Triple play is in order. Let's see it. First pitch on the way is in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. And I feel like that's the only way where you can really feel like you overcome these three errors that have already been showed off by the Rafters defense. It's been a struggle this season. Triple play, takes over triple errors, maybe so, but a fly ball out towards center field. Clayton is underneath it, runs up and makes the catch. Throw on over to third, it's cut off, and now in a pickle, it's relayed over, and the tag is applied. It's going to be a double play. Not quite the triple play, but hey, you'll take two as they get rid of the lead runner on what was trying to be a productive fly out, but man, Aiden Arnett just got caught up in between second and third. He wasn't sure what he wanted to do, realized he was going to be dead to rights there about halfway up the line, and slowed down and then tried anyways to make it over to third. Will Johannes did advance to second to take his place on the flyout, but a very odd play there. And another outfield assist for Royce Clayton Jr. Man, he's had so many this year. That his eighth outfield assist of the season, by far leads the Rafters. Two away in the bottom of the third, and the first pitch called for strike number one. Back to the top of the order, Frankie Carney up at the plate. Carney, the left-handed hitting center fielder. It's a lefty-righty matchup with Pacetti on the mound. 0-1 the count, and on second, Will Johannes. Pitch on the way home, that misses for ball number one. Now 1-1 the count. Two away in the bottom of the third. The Rafters have scored in all three innings, but still trail 7-5. And the 1-1 count fouled off by Carney. Now 1-2. Carney 1-for-2 in the game. He struck out looking back in the second inning. That was the first batter that Tyler Pacetti saw. But Carney had doubled off of Seth Spencer back in the first inning. One and two, the count from Pacetti. The pitch low brings it to a 2-2 count. And Tyler Pacetti coming over to the rafters. He's trying to get things rolling along here, kind of in that long relief role. He's been very effective so far as the pitch misses inside. Now a 3-2 count, and Carney steps out of the plate. But Pacetti has had a few very strong performances out of the rafters bullpen this year. He made one start on the year as well. 3-2 the count. Breaking ball hit over to the left side of the infield. There's Harper, picks it up. Throw on to first. It's in time for the 6-3 putout. And that takes care of the third inning and a scoreless inning at that. No runs came across for the Mallards. No hits. There was one error, and the Mallards left one on base. We go to the fourth. It's a 5 ball game. The Mallards lead on HR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Let's get one thing straight. Nothing compares to Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. Big wins, fun promos, real cash. No one in the area does it like we do. Every night feels like the weekend. Grab your friends, your family, whoever brings the fun. And fuel up with your favorite meals, sip on something new, and hit the floor. Live music, endless chances to win, and games that light up the night. Ready to turn an ordinary night into something unforgettable? Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a 4-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Noah Musoff is back on the mound for the Mallards as the Rafters will get to see the top of their card once again here. We are in the top of the fourth inning. It's a 7-5 ball game. The Mallards have the lead. However, the Rafters have out-hit the Mallards 6-4 this game. Six hits through three innings for the Rafters. They're feeling pretty good about the way that the offense has looked so far. However, they still trail by two. Royce Clayton Jr. will get things started against Musoff as the first pitch misses away for ball number one, a 1-0 count. Clayton, the right-handed hitting center fielder, it's a righty-righty matchup. Clayton 0-1 in the game, but he drew a walk back in the second inning his last time up on eight pitches. 1-0 count is hit high in the air out towards center field. Trailing a little bit to his left, the center fielder Carney is underneath it and makes the play for out number one. Brings up Kareem Arusovic with the bases empty and one out in the top of the fourth. Still a two-run ball game, and Arusovic, the left-handed hitting third baseman. It's a lefty-righty matchup with Musoff on the mound, and Arusovic 2-for-2 this game, a single and a 2-RBI double. Off to a good start, and the first pitch misses low for ball number one, a 1-0 count. And he's seen the ball well also. Had three balls in each of the counts before he ended up picking up his hits. 1-0 the count on the way home, and the breaking ball misses inside. Now 2-0 to Arusovic. Arusovic trying to one-up his performance that he had a few days ago, just two games ago at Green Bay. 2-0 count. It's a swing and a miss. Now 2-1. However, that right field wall a lot further back here in Madison than in Green Bay. Still, though, they do have that short porch area out there in right field. A little bit closer, but a 2-1 count, and Arusevic takes it low, 3-1. Sure, he'll be fine with taking a walk if he is offered it. But he's got a hit the last two times that he's had three balls in a count. 3-1 the count coming home. It misses inside, and he'll take his base. Third time on for Kareem Arusevic, and it brings up Jake Beauchesne with a man on first and one away in the top of the fourth. Beauchesne, the right-handed hitting left fielder. It's a righty-righty matchup, and Beauchesne has been great offensively for the Rafters, although he did make the defensive error earlier in the game back in the second inning. That error ultimately didn't change the outcome of the inning, as the first pitch on the way here called for strike number one on the lower outside corner. Beauchesne 1-for-2 in this game. Flew out to left field back in the second inning. 0-1 count on the way home. Misses well outside for ball number one. And Arusevic had quite the lead over there at first. No throw down, though. And we'll see if Arusevic tries and takes off. On for the third time today. Three stolen bases on the year for him. Mentioned it, but he's 3-0 as the 1-1 count misses away. 2-1 the count. Arusevic, prior to that flyout that he had, he doubled back in the first inning. So looking for his second hit of the game. And on first is Arusevic. It's a two-run Mallards lead, and the 2-1 count is flown out towards shallow center field, running up on it. It's kind of in no man's land, and sliding down, Carney makes the grab in center field. A nice play from the Mallards outfielder, and that takes care of Jake Beauchesne and keeps Kareem Arusevic on first base. Brings up Madden Ocko to the plate with one away, with one on first and two away in the top of the fourth inning. Still a 7-5 Mallards lead. Righty-righty matchup between Ocko and Musoff. First pitch coming home, and that's called for a strike on the fastball at 90 miles an hour. 0-1 to Ocko, who is 0-for-1 in the game. He flew out to center field back in the third inning, and out there in center field, Frankie Carney's gotten plenty of work defensively for the Mallards. Had a couple of sack flies hit his way, and well, one sack fly hit his way, and a couple of flyouts hit his way as well. He's made five plays defensively out there in center field. 0-1 count, misses outside, and a fake throw back to first makes sure that Arusevic is sliding back into the bag. Now a 1-1 count to Ocko, right-handed hitting second baseman. Ocko, I've called him Mr. Consistent this year, as he's been a key part of the Rafters' order throughout the year. He sends one out towards center field, dropping down. It will land for a hit, and that shows off the consistency right there. A two-out single puts runners on first and second for the Rafters in the top of the fourth. And it brings up the go-ahead run to the plate. Landon Gaz stepping into the batter's box. And Gaz trying to take over as Mr. Dependable. However, starting off 0-for-2 in this game, and last game, Gaz was not able to keep his hit streak alive. First pitch to him in the righty-righty matchup, a breaking ball that drops in there for strike number one. 0-1 the count. Gaz in the last game for the Rafters. He went 0-for-4 with a strikeout against Green Bay. As this one breaks and misses in the turf, it bounces up, and both runners will easily take an extra base. 1-1 the count to Gaz, and on the wild pitch, the Rafters now have two runners in scoring position. Kareem Arusevic is on third, and Madden Ocko is on second. 1-1 the count, and a single here could tie it up. Musoff fires, and Gaz hits one high in the air, foul down the right field line and out of play. 1-2 the count on deck. It's Eric Harper, who's already scored two runs this game. The bottom of the order has had a lot of production for the Rafters today. But Gaz, right in the middle of it, he's the five-hole batter, trying to get things rolling here. 1-2 count with two away, and he sends one foul down the right field line and laced that one, but straightened it up a little, and then maybe gets on by, but instead lands in foul territory, still a 1-2 count. On second base, Matanako. On third, Kareem Arusovic. 1-2 the count with two away in the top of the fourth. It's a 7-5 Mallards lead here in Madison. Musoff on the mound. He fires home but misses away. It's now a 2-2 count. Landon Gaz staying disciplined at the plate. He'll see pitch number 6 of the plate appearance up next. The Rafters trying to get back on track with a win on the road. 2-2 count on the way to Gaz. This one's hit out towards left field. That will get down for a hit. Rounding third and coming home is Arusovic. The throw is offline, and he is safe. Avoids the tag. Matanako, a great slide, and it's now a one-run game in the fourth. I apologize, actually a tie game here in the fourth. Two runs came across to score on that one. I still had the runners back a base on my scorecard. So it's now a 7-7 ball game in the top of the fourth inning. On first base, Landon Gaz, a 2-RBI single from him, and this one's hit out towards left field, but a line drive is going to be caught just in front of the warning track. A 2-RBI single from Landon Gaz makes this a 7-7 ball game as the Rafters score two runs on two hits. There were no errors, and there was one left on base. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. It's 7-7 here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
You're cruising along Highway 54. You're jamming out to your favorite song. You slow down for a red light when out your passenger window, another car revs their engine, wanting you to race. Now, at first, you're like, no, I can't. But before you finish your thought, the light changes green, your foot slams the gas, your adrenaline is surging until your check engine light goes on. In reality, strikes. Have fun again in your vehicle. Work with the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep.
You can't escape a traffic jam. Know what else you can't escape? Seasonal allergies. And you might think you can avoid that coffee stain until... Oh, really? You can't escape a lot of things in life. But you can escape prediabetes. Prediabetes captures 1 in 3 adults. There are usually no signs of prediabetes. In fact, most people don't even know they have it. But with early diagnosis, you can change the outcome and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. Take action by taking the 1-minute risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. You might not be able to escape having this song stuck in your head, but you can escape prediabetes. Go to doihaveprediabetes.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the fourth inning here in Madison, Wisconsin, and the Rafters have been keeping the offense rolling, trailing 6-1 earlier in the game. They've tied it up 7-7 and hoping for it to maintain that score as the Rafters keep Tyler Pichetti on the mound for his third inning of action. He'll take on the 2-3-4 batters in the Madison order as the first pitch to Cole Kosciuszko gets a swing and a miss for strike number one. 0-1 the count with the bases empty to the leadoff man and Kosciuszko, a left-handed hitting first baseman. It's a lefty-righty matchup with Pichetti, and the 0-1 count called for a strike brings it 0-2. Kosciuszko 0-1 in the game. He drew a walk back in the second inning and eventually came to score as well on Carson Hansen's RBI. 0-2 the count coming home. Breaking ball in there, called strike three. That takes care of Cole Kosciuszko, and it brings up Michael Lippe, with the bases empty and one away in a tie ball game in the bottom of the fourth. Back in the third inning, a shutout frame from Tyler Pacetti. He allowed just the walk to Will Johannes and another runner that reached on an error. However, Arnett was taken care of on a fly ball that he got doubled up on as it caught him trying to take off for third. First pitch to Lippi is swung on and missed. Oh, and won the count. Righty-righty matchup with Lippi, who is 1-for-2 in the game, and he sends one high in the air foul out of play down the right field line. Now an 0-2 count. Lippi singled his last time up back in the second inning and had an RBI before that on a ground out. He grounds one over towards second base. Akko out of the air, flips it high on a rainbow throw back to first, but is able to get it in time on the 4-3 putout to take care of Michael Lippi for the second time this game. Two up, two down in the fourth, and it brings up Carson Hansen with the bases empty in the bottom of the fourth, still tied at seven, and that grounder broke up a potential immaculate inning from Tyler Pacetti after five pitches. First one on the way home, misses outside, 1-0 count, first ball that Pacetti has thrown this inning, and Carson Hansen, understandable why you'd want to throw him a ball. He is 1-for-1 in the game as the first pitch misses outside, and now a 2-0 count. He reached on an error back in the second inning, but it was a sacrifice fly, so did not go down as an out as the 2-0 count comes home, and that one misses for ball number three, a 3-0 count. Singled back in the first inning, though, so Hansen does have a hit on the game as that one is taken low for ball number four. And Hansen is on for the third time this game. Brings up Liam Moreno to the plate with a man on first and two outs in the bottom of the fourth. And Moreno, the right-handed hitting third baseman, it's a righty-righty matchup with Pacetti trying to go through three. First pitch on the way home, in there called for a strike. Oh, and won the count. And Pacetti, after only throwing strikes to the first two batters, then threw four straight balls to Carson Hansen. And now back to throwing strikes, hopefully. 0-1 the count. And the righty-righty matchup comes home. It's a grounder over towards third. Picked up by Arusevic. Long throw to first. It's in time to take care of Liam Moreno on the 5-3 putout. And that gets us out of the fourth inning. Back-to-back scoreless frames from Tyler Pacetti. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one left on base for the Mallards. We go to the fifth inning. It is 7-7 here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
My name is Ariel. When I arrived in the U.S. at 19, I struggled to find job opportunities without my high school diploma. My entire life changed when I took a chance and got my high school diploma at age 22. Everything I have, my education, my career, my marriage, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and my teachers. They were with me every step of the way, helping with my English and math, making sure I pushed through all the challenges.
Ariel, your success proves that what I'm doing as a teacher has real meaning.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
Education was the key that unlocked all my opportunities.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
And And a new pitcher into the game for the Mallards as Drayton Liu comes in to take over for Noah Musoff. And Musoff ended his game going two innings pitched. He allowed four hits, three runs, two were earned on one walk and one strikeout. He did not hit any batters with pitches, no balks, and along with that, he threw the one wild pitch and faced a total of 12 batters on 38 pitches. Now Drayton Liu comes into the game, and the right-hander fires the 0-1 count home, and that one for a strike. It's now an 0-2 count. Hiroto Kobayashi leading the game off, the fifth inning off for the Rafters. Kobayashi, the right-handed hitting right fielder, he's 2-for-2 in the 0-2 count, taken upstairs, now a 1-2 count. Kobayashi singled with an RBI back in the third inning. And before that, it was a double back in the second. 1-2 the count, and Drayton Liu trying to get things rolling. A foul ball back to the netting keeps Kobayashi's at bat. And Kobe from Lewis Clark State College getting back on track here with a multi-hit game. His last time out, he went 0-for-1 in a pinch-hit appearance back against Green Bay last game. Fouls that one back. And maybe revenge on his mind because he was the last batter of the game for the Rafters. As the 1-2 count now is going to be a pitch from Liu, and it's once again fouled away by Kobayashi. Seventh pitch of the plate appearance comes up next. Kobayashi finally seeing all of that work that he put in early in the year coming alive for him. 1-2 count coming home, and once again fouled down the right field line. Keeps it 1-2. He'll see pitch number 8 coming up next. Kobayashi's line on the game, 2-for-2 with a double, an RBI, a run, and a stolen base. 1-2 the count, and Liu trying to take care of him. 1-2 count coming home. This one's hit high in the air out towards right field. Right fielder underneath it, and Hansen will bring it down for out number one. That takes care of Hiroto Kobayashi, although it took 8 pitches to do so, and it brings up Harrison Garrett with the bases empty and one away in the top of the fifth. And with that, Drayton Liu looks like he's going to come out of the game. Donnie Scott out there to talk with Liu. We'll see if he does end up coming out of the game. Donnie looks like he's just actually going up there and talking with him. So they're actually going to keep Liu in the game. An odd one to see Scott heading out there to the mound to talk with their pitcher, but he is not coming out of the game. So Drayton Liu now getting ready to take on Harrison Garrett. And Garrett, the right-handed hitting catcher, he has reached both times at the plate today. First one on the way home, it's fouled back. 0-1 the count. Now playing in his fifth game for the Rafters. His on-base percentage, .765. Yes, you heard that right. .765. 0-1 the count, swings and misses though, and it's now an 0-2 count. Garrett trying to get back on base for the third time this game. He singled his last time up and walked the time prior. But an 0-2 count here on the way home. It's taken north of the zone for ball number one. It's now a 1-2 count. Kobayashi flew out after seeing 8 pitches, and now Garrett going to try and work the count here with a 1-2. On the way home, misses outside. 2-2 the count, and Garrett not afraid to take a walk or a hit by pitch. He's been hit by 4 pitches in his previous 4 games. Now in his fifth game of the season, not hit yet. He sends one out towards center field. Hit pretty well, but not well enough. Center fielder Carney running up on it and makes the play on the run, and that is out number 2. Brings up Mike Monahan to the plate with 2 outs, and the base is empty in the top of the fifth. Still a 7-7 ball game. And Monahan, the right-handed hitting DH, It's a righty-righty matchup. Monahan 0-for-2 on the night, both on strikeouts, and the first pitch coming home, it's taken high for ball number one. 1-0 the count. And with Kobayashi and Garrett both being retired to start off the fifth inning, both of those guys were retired for the first time today. Now a 1-1 count as the pitch is called for a strike. So maybe a little bit of a reverse luck here. Monahan has not reached yet. Maybe he will here. 1-1 count, fouled back. Now 1-2, and Monahan one strike away from striking out for the third time today. Still looking to get on base for his first time as a Rafter. 0-for-11 to start off his Rafters career, but he certainly showed off the ability to get on base earlier in a check swing here. He does not go around on it. Missed high for ball number two, and a 2-2 count. The pitch on the way home from Lou, and it's fouled back. Monahan stays alive. He's been able to foul off a bunch of pitches as a Rafter, and he's put a few in play, but still hasn't been able to get on. 2-2 the count. And the pitch on the way from Lou, it's a flare foul down the right field line. And once again, a 2-2 count. Seventh pitch of the plate appearance coming up here. And Monahan fighting to get on for the first time. 2-2 coming home from Lou. Breaking ball swung on and missed. Monahan thought that was going to break a lot more than it did. And that takes care of him for the third time this game. That sends us to the bottom of the fifth, and in that inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We'll come back. It's a 7-7 ball game here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Let's get one thing straight. Nothing compares to Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. Big wins, fun promos, real cash. No one in the area does it like we do. Every night feels like the weekend. Grab your friends, your family, whoever brings the fun, and fuel up with your favorite meals, sip on something new, and hit the floor. Live music, endless chances to win, and games that light up the night. Ready to turn an ordinary night into something unforgettable? Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
Hey baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Well, we're halfway there. It's the bottom of the fifth inning, and the Rafters and Mallards are tied at 7 here at Warner Park, and the Rafters staying in it thanks to some great pitching from Tyler Pacetti, who took over for Seth Spencer after a rough first inning from the Rafters starter. Pacetti has allowed just one run over three innings, and that one run came across in the second inning on a sacrificed fly. It allowed just one hit in that inning. He's allowed just one hit in the entire game. So Tyler Pacetti has looked really strong for the Rafters, not getting strikeouts, but hasn't needed to, and it brings up Byram Hott to the plate to lead off the fifth. First pitch is fouled back, an 0-1 count, and Hott, the right-handed hitting second baseman, it's a righty-righty matchup with Pacetti. Second time the two have faced each other this game, and an 0-1 count on the way home is taken for ball number one. Now a 1-1 count. Ott grounded out 6-3 his last time up, but before that he drew a walk in the first. Now a 2-1 count as that one misses low and away. Aiden Arnett is on deck with Hannes in the hole. Due up in the... Now breaking ball in there. Strike. It's now 2-2. Well, I'm not... Can't say that I'm looking forward to Will Johansson's bat. He's been red hot and looking to keep that rolling here. 2-2 the count coming home. It misses outside. Now a full count to Hott. And if Pichetti's able to go through four innings here, that would be huge for the Rafters after Spencer was only able to go one, limiting pitcher usage on a squad that has lost a few, as this one is hit high in the air out towards right field. Underneath it is Kobayashi, slows down, makes the catch, and that is out number one. One up, one down in the fifth inning, and it brings up Aiden Arnett to the plate with the bases empty and one away in the bottom of the fifth, still tied 7-7. And Arnett, the right-handed hitting left fielder, it's a righty-righty matchup. Arnett batting 0-1 this game on the season, 263. First pitch coming home, it's in there for strike number one. Despite him batting 0-1, he has reached base both of his plate appearances. His last time up led off the third inning, reaching on an error. 0-1 count, misses tight and nearly hit Arnett, but was not budging at the plate. 1-1 the count. Arnett comes from Virginia Tech. And he checks his swing here, but did go around on that one. It's strike number two. 1-2 the count now. Prior to reaching on the error, Arnett also did walk in the first inning. Walked on five pitches from Seth Spencer. Now a 1-2 count. Pichetti looking home, gets the call from Garrett, and the pitch is laced out towards left field, but running up on it, it'll be caught on a hop by Jake Beauchesne, and that is out number two. Two up, two down, and it brings up Will Johannes to the plate with the bases empty in the bottom of the fifth. Still a tie ball game. And the Rafters have double the hits of the Mallards. They've out-hit them 8-4 in this game. One and oh count as the first pitch misses for a ball. And Johannes, 1-1 today. He walked on five pitches back in the third, his last time up. 1-0 count, grounded to the left side of the infield, and that sneaks on through yet again. Johannes continues to rumble for the Mallards. His third time on base this game, his second hit of the night, and it brings up Justin Gadomski with the runner on first and two outs in the bottom of the fifth. Still a 7-7 ball game, and Gadomski 0-2 to start off his night, but has a chance to move Will Johannes. First pitch on the way, it's a flare popped up out towards shallow infield, and running up on it will be Harper, and he makes the catch. That is out number three and takes care of the fifth inning. No runs on one hit, no errors, and one left on base for the Mallards. As we go to the sixth, it remains tied at seven here on WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, Wisconsin Rapids.
This one goes out to the elder millennials. We're not as flashy as those other millennials and not as grungy as Gen X, but our music deserves another listen. Burn Before Listening features hits, no, we can't read them out of poker face, deep cuts, and some authentic cringe. This is how you remind. From 2000 to 2009, Burn Before Listening on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, Sundays at 9 p.m.
Air conditioner not running? Make the call to the bullpen for the Bryant experts at Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces. A proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. They'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. Whether the problem is big or small, trusting Comfort Air to do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. They'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortaire.biz.
My mom has taken up going to the park to practice yoga.
My dad's going to a club, but not a book club, a salsa club. Finding new hobbies comes with age.
My mom has started getting lost and not knowing where she's going.
Becoming lost or disoriented doesn't. Confusion with time or place may be a sign of Alzheimer's. An early diagnosis can help improve the quality of life for your loved one. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Now the top of the sixth inning and still tied 7-7. The Rafters were held scoreless for the first time this game in the top of the fifth inning, but they'll get to see the top of their order here, taking on the right-hander on the mound for the Mallards, Drayton Liu. The Mallards have used four pitchers in this game, the Rafters just two. Part of what has been a strong pitching performance from Tyler Pacetti, much needed, has got the Rafters back into this game. And the first pitch of the inning to Royce Clayton Jr. is fouled away. 0-1 the count. Clayton, the right-handed hitting center fielder, leads off the sixth for the Rafters. It'll be Clayton, Arusovic, and Beauchesne due up. 0-1 the count from Liu. He delivers but misses high for ball number one. Now 1-1. Clayton up for the fourth time this game. All four plate appearances have led off that inning.